Hey, what's happening? What's going on in Sharkland? This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. Today, I would like to talk about the USS Indianapolis. I know a lot has been said about this disaster in the past, and I do not want to rehash the history here. But when it comes to the sharks involved, there are quite a few question marks, or definitely put, incorrect assumptions. Many of you know the general story, and it depends on the source what seems to be correct and what seems to be fiction. The USS Indianapolis was sunk by a Japanese submarine on July 30, 1945, which is already at the very end of the Second World War. Germany has already surrendered, and pretty much the only two large powers still at war were the USA and Japan. The Indianapolis was on her way back from Guam to Leyte in the Philippines. And yes, it was a secret mission because it brought or delivered the little boy the atomic bomb that days later would then be dropped over Hiroshima to Guam, and now it was sailing back to Leyte. So on this trip back, the Indianapolis got hit by a torpedo in the middle of the night. The ship sank in a few minutes after close to 1,200 crew members on board of the Indianapolis, roughly around 900 made off the ship, and started to float away from the wreck. At the end of this disaster, 3 days later, 317 sailors were rescued, 313 survived. The sinking of the Indianapolis was the biggest sea disaster in the Second World War for the United States, beside Pearl Harbor, of course. But at the same time, its cargo was responsible for the single most devastating mass elimination of humans in the entire war that happened in a blink of an eye. It is estimated that between 70,000 and 100,000 people died that day on August 6. 3 days later, a second bomb would destroy Nagasaki, and Japan surrendered not much later on September 2, 1945. Anyway, the Indianapolis was hit and about 900 people could escape the sinking ship. By the time they were spotted, 3 days later, on August 2nd, close to 600 sailors were dead. And sharks were made responsible for some of these deaths. Depending on the source, sharks may have killed between a few sailors and most of the 600 who floated for 3 days and nights. So what is correct? A few or many deaths due to sharks? Just a quick remark here. I do not want to downplay the suffering of these sailors and the terrible journey floating out there. Absolutely not. It must have been really, really devastating. It has to be really, terrible journey. But I like to put the record straight when it comes to the effect of sharks after the sinking happened. So were there few or many sharks? Well, first of all, it's generally accepted that sailors were killed by sharks. However, there's no proof that some of these sailors were actually killed by sharks. So what did really happen with regards to these animals? So let's look at it from a few angles. First of all, which species was involved? If you believe what is written, then it were oceanic white-tip sharks, Cacoranus longimanus. Potential species, I agree, but, who identified the species? So if this animal was really responsible for those deaths, and throughout the history, oceanics have not caused any similar havoc of other sea disasters, despite that most of these events took place in areas where the species is also very common. So how come it just happened in this one-time affair? It bothers me. It really, really bothers me. Granted, it's pretty much the most common species in high seas, but why not tiger sharks, silkies, or even blue sharks? Up until now, there's no descriptive proof that oceanics were indeed the species responsible. Then, I have another problem with it. The entire issue of sharks biting the Indianapolis sailors is that they supposedly kept attacking when it got dark. I guess we can all agree that sharks were there, yes, but it would not be an on-off affair due to daylight. Although if you read some of the statements of the sailors, they clearly stated when it got dark, the sharks moved in. That sharks supposedly started to bite when it got dark is one of these old erroneous assumptions on sharks. So this quote-unquote fact, or what these sailors said, really just reflects the general opinion people had and projected that into the situation at hand. Mind you, it must have been a terrible experience. It must be traumatizing to float out there. It gets dark and you know right below you are sharks, next to your sharks. You hear the shouting, the cries of other people knowing they have been bitten or they assumed that they were bitten based on their cries. It must have been devastating. But I think what most likely happened was that these floating sailors were not bitten by sharks, but touched by bony fishes that looked for protection around these people because of the presence of sharks, and this touching was then misinterpreted. Then there's the seemingly observation that sailors were pulled underwater by sharks and then vanished. That is pretty much fiction. Granted, some sharks are large enough to do that, but a shark who grabs someone a leg and arm and tries to get away with it would not dive down, but just tries to get away with it. Of course, we can debate that last point, but in all my years of observing sharks, when they grabbed something and tried to get away quickly, they hardly ever did so by descending. Then there is the fact that no sailor that was rescued had any bites of sharks on himself. You may feel that it's irrelevant, but when you have so many people in the water and supposedly so many have been killed by sharks, then you must also have some of them that the sharks let go, because that is what normally happens after a bite. The shark lets go of the person. It is an erroneous idea or information that when the shark bites a person, he keeps biting until the person is dead. The majority of all bites we have, up to about 90% of bites each year, are of exploratory nature. And once a shark bit the person, it understands that it's not something that it normally feeds on, and that's that. Again, why should sharks change their general pattern close to people this one time and behave so much out of character? I don't know. I guess we'll never find out, but we have to assume that these sharks acted and behaved the same way they normally do, despite that so many people were in the water at that time. During these 3 days at sea, many died, yes, because of injuries they got from the sinking of the ship. Some of the people were delirious of thirst, and some of them got heat strokes, and some did his harm too. So yes, it must have been terrible for these people, but the sharks did not cause these many deaths that some of the stories implied they did. Yes, some of these sailors floated alone, other than small groups, but overall these sailors were spread out in an area of many square kilometers, and I cannot imagine how that must have felt. I got lost at sea only twice for about half an hour, but even this half hour, really, I mean, my mind, well, ran amok. So, floating out there alone and injured must have been the worst these sailors could have imagined. And there was this thought of sharks. Mind you, back then, sharks were even more mysterious creatures than today. And the general consensus was, they are dangerous. That sharks are supposedly dangerous is not something the movie Jaws launched. It's way older than that. And the incident in the Pacific on July 30th, 1945, did not help. But I feel strongly about that we put the record straight here. The danger of sharks, as portrayed when it comes to disaster of the USS Indianapolis, is overrated. And only, if at all, a few people were indeed bitten. But hardly anybody was killed by a shark. With all that said, I do not want to imply that no incidents happened, by all means. I'm sure they did. But I feel they happened more down the road. Like a shark came close to a sailor. He then freaked and hit the shark with a foot or a hand, and the shark got stressed and in response bit the sailor. And since the sharks were also shadowing the sailors, the imagination, especially at night, run its course. I hope I didn't offend anybody, and of course I did not want to offend the sailors of the Indianapolis. This was not my intention, but I really tried to better understand what truly happened during the 3 days when they were floating out there. I hope that some of the things I mentioned here let you question a bit what truly happened during this sad event that started with a torpedo. Anyway, that's it for today. Tune in again for another show of Let's Talk Shark. Have a great day, and if you meet a shark out there, especially an oceanic white tip, have fun, enjoy the moment, and remember, it is a privilege to be among them.